Derek of Sum 41. Being on tour, doing what you've done for so long, like, when do you, like, pinch yourself or, like, realize, like, this is what I do and I've been able to do this for so long? Like, is that moment, like, with you, like, today?
These days, it happens every day.
Okay, why is that? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I went through a lot of health stuff. And when I came out of the hospital, and I realized being in the hospital what I really wanted most out of life, which was, and it's this, you know, it's like performing every night and being on tour. That's the thing I missed the most and what I wanted to get back to so badly. And so now that I'm doing it, yeah, it's an everyday thing. It's pretty awesome.
Now, obviously you went through a lot. You've had your struggles with things. And it's all been in the public eye.
Yeah, yeah.
And to you, what is that like now, especially like where the reaction of fans isn't this like love letters they write and they send to some mailbox? Like, there's Twitter, there's Instagram, mm-hmm. there's Facebook. Like, what was it like while you were, you know, going through what you were going through and like seeing all that fan reaction?
It was actually really helpful. I said it on stage for the first time the other night. It actually really meant a lot to me to every day sort of read it. There's so many comments and so many messages that were so positive. And I wasn't expecting that. Because usually when you go on the internet, it's all negative. Oh, you know what I mean? So I wasn't really expecting that. And I think it was my mom that said, you know, you should read some of these. They're really nice. I'm like, I don't read stuff on the internet. And she's like, no, you should read this. So I did. And I was like, wow, this is really, it was inspiring.
I can't imagine, like, you know, because, again, like, you've been a part of a lot of people's, like, childhood and now their adulthood. And, like, this place is going to be packed with people that have just been waiting to see you with some of the new music and hear a lot of, you know, the hits that you've had for years. So to get that fan support and to be where you're at in 2016, did you think this would be happening even if you go back 10 years ago?
Probably 10 years ago, no. But if I go back 20 years ago, yes. When I was 16, yeah, because that's when we started Sum 41. When you're that young and naive, you think, this is going to last forever, you know. And as we started putting out records and seeing other bands come and go so quickly, then you realize, man, this may not last. You never know.
How does that feel? Like, what is that like when you see bands that even like you toured with or you looked up to, like, no longer a band or no longer touring, like, and you're still doing it?
I find the funny thing to me is that the bands that came out of nowhere and were so big and everyone thought this band is going to change the world, and that they're gone, you know, a year later, no follow-up record, and you bring them up and people, like, 4 years later, like, oh yeah, that band, like, you're the guy that said they were going to change the world.
So are you changing the world right now?
No.
It's changing your world?
Oh, my world completely changed, yeah. For the better, I would say. I mean, not to say that it was bad before. It was great when I was drinking and partying and doing that whole thing. It was awesome. But it got to a point, it was like 17 years of it. It was getting boring, and then it got to a point where it was getting dangerous. So the change is new and exciting, and it's fun and enjoyable.
So what do you do now in replacing all that wild antics, if you would? What are those hours filled with?
You know, I don't know. It not much feels different in terms of, like, what we do, because work pretty much consumes my entire life. But the work that I do is so fun, so it's enjoyable. And the thing is, it was always like that before, except instead of, like, the tea I'm drinking right now, it would probably be a Jack and Seven.
Gotcha.
So it's just sort of replaced that, the alcohol part, but everything I do in the day is still sort of the same.
New record out. Tell me about the song War. It's just, like, a great, it has, like, that rock, but it has, like, the ballad to it. Like, where was your head at writing that song or coming up with that?
Well, I guess I would start by saying I actually really prefer writing ballads.
Okay.
And I like playing them. I love playing the fast stuff, too. And I like both. But I really, when I can get into a good ballad, I really like to focus on that when I'm writing. But with the lyrics on that song, they came to me at a time where it was really sort of dark and low period of my recovery, mm-hmm. Where I could have easily just fell off the wagon, because it was about a year and a bit into the recovery, and I didn't feel like I was getting any better. I had really bad nerve damage in my feet, so I couldn't walk. I couldn't walk for about a year and a half, and I was trying every day to get better and better, and it just wasn't happening.
Yeah.
And that that moment, I just thought, you know, I can't do this anymore. Like, there's no way to live. At least if I drink, and, you know, at least I can enjoy my last few years or whatever it would be. But all of a sudden, this one line came into my head, and it just said, what am I fighting for? Everything back and more, which is all this and more, you know, and I wanted more out of life. And once I had that line, I just started writing a few more, and it all just kind of came to me all at once. And once I had the lyrics and I read them back to myself, I was like, well, it'd be kind of silly for me to kind of go back to that now. I got this song I got to record, you know.
You seem excited for tonight and for this tour. Are you getting more people to, like, talk to you or look at you differently because of all the things?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think so, for sure.
And is there people, like, reaching out to you that are in similar places?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes they do, and sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a bad thing. But, you know, say if I'm at a bar with friends, or I'm at a concert, it's usually where it happens. If I'm at a concert and all my friends are drinking, and I'll have, like, say, like a non-alcoholic beer, like an O'Doul's or something like that, I get people coming up to me and yelling at me that I don't even know who these people are, saying I shouldn't be drinking. And I'm like, for one, it's none of your business. Two, it's non-alcoholic beer. But yeah. It's just, yeah, that, so there's that thing of it. Or, like, people yell at me for being in a bar now, like, say I'm not supposed to be there. I'm like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And, like, so where are you guys at now? Like, when you're making music, going on tour, is there, like, anything that, like, just, like, feels like, okay, this is who we are today compared to who we were before?
I think we've always felt like we're just a rock band. And we've always sort of stayed in that sort of, you know, genre, I guess. We've never really wanted to go into pop or anything like that, which I've seen some bands do, and some bands have come from rock and turned into pop, and they've done it well, and they've had success, and that's great. It's just not something that I think I would be able to do. And I don't know, I like guitars. I mean, we just added, well, you know, Dave's back in the band, and we got three guitar players now. I remember when I started writing this record, a friend of mine, I started playing him a couple songs, and he said, I just think it's hilarious that in a time where there's no guitars on radio, you're adding more guitars than ever. Like, it's just what I do, I guess. I don't know. I don't really think about what's going on out there.
I think that's the best way to look at it. And two, for someone to mention that to you is refreshing to me, being on this side. And, like, mm-hmm. There is a lack of guitars. There is a lack of, like, five-piece, four-piece bands mm-hmm. that aren't having, like, six keyboards on there, or a guy behind the scenes that's putting all their music together, your sound tech. And I think that's refreshing. And that's why I think people gravitate and will stay with Sum 41 regardless of where you go, the type of music that you put out to them, because I think you just have this longevity factor to you guys. Obviously, just look at, you know, the hits that you've had and how they still maintain radio play.
Those are things that I don't ever think about.
You should be thinking about this all the time. Enough about this real life stuff and struggles. Yeah. Just think about what radio is. No, but honestly, Derek, to give us your time today is amazing. The stuff that you've gone through, obviously, we're very happy, not just as a radio station, but a music community. It's always, like, it's sad to see what can happen, and you live that. So thank you for, you know, going through what you did, but staying strong and letting, you know, the fans hopefully guide you a little bit, and giving us so many great memories with music, and hopefully make some good memories tonight too.
Thank you. You're so positive.
I'm trying, like, man. That. Listen, what else are we going
to
be?
This is perfect to wake up to.
Exactly. Keep going. Yeah. No, but Derek, seriously, thank you for your time. Good luck tonight on stage. We're really looking forward to it.
Cool. Thank you.